I can't speak for my fellow trustees, but we all are on the page of wanting our students to feel safe, of wanting students to have their voices heard.
SUNY Student Assembly President and Trustee Mark Cohen of Amherst tells us he's working to assure students the current SUNY policy would provide for their safety.
You know, we have a responsibility to call things out when we see them. We have a responsibility to speak up for what we believe in and stand in solidarity with our fellow students to ensure that no one is being targeted, to ensure that nobody feels unsafe, and to ensure that we are living by SUNY's creed, which is to learn, to search, and to serve.
UB boasts a large international population of more than 6,000 students, but UB's president cannot call for a sanctuary campus. Cohen indicated that would have to come from the SUNY Board of Trustees.
The SUNY board sets policy, and the chancellor has done a phenomenal job of upholding that policy, as well as lending input into how we might want to see the direction of the State University of New York go. And now the fact that this term sanctuary campus has come out, people want to know, do you stand in solidarity with sanctuary campuses? Well, what is a sanctuary campus? We have to be careful about issuing a blanket support for something that doesn't have a real definition.
Meanwhile, at Canisius College in Buffalo, faculty members recently submitted a solidarity letter. It followed three racist incidents on campus, including a black baby doll found in an elevator and hung by a curtain rod November 8th. WBFO reached out to Canisius for a response. President John Hurley issued a written statement saying the request by the faculty and other members of the campus have been under active consideration before the November incident. Hurley also wrote the college is committed to improving the level of diversity and inclusion on campus. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.